The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
All right. So let's get started together. Today, I would like to invite you to start with your eyes open for the meditation. And just take a moment to orient to the space that you're in. So you can look around just briefly, but we're not looking at any particular object. It's just feeling the space that you're in. And have a sense generally that there is space, and then there are some things in it, in the room, including you. And just let the mind feel into that space. And now I'll invite you to close your eyes and begin to find the meditation posture. Maybe there's still a vague sense of the space around you that you're sitting in, but you're also aware now of the inner space and how the body feels from the inside. Sense of whatever posture you're in. Perhaps you're sitting up, perhaps you're lying down, perhaps even standing. So having a general sense of this orientation. You can notice that the space in the mind is somewhat like the space in the room. And then tuning in more specifically to your posture, finding a balanced posture. So sometimes I even rock back and forth slightly or forward and back just a little bit to really find that center point that's balanced. And when the body is balanced in an upright posture, it takes really almost no muscular effort to be upright. Or if you're lying down, you can sense into the straightness of the spine. And I know there are variations for different bodies. So we're doing this within what works for our body. But finding balance, ease. It can help to sense into the places where the body is in contact. So the seat against the chair or the cushion or the bench, or the body against the bed. Really being aware of that contact point and softening at that place, not holding yourself rigidly against it or somehow holding yourself up, but just letting yourself be supported. It can seem detailed to focus in that way, but I've been amazed to find small places in my mind where there was resistance or holding or pushing just in the physical realm. Softening the eyes and the eye sockets. Releasing any tension in the jaw, throat. Letting the shoulder blades slide down the back so the shoulders drop. They drop without rounding forward. softening down through the belly area. A place where we tend to hold tension. And then tuning into the arms and legs and letting them be easeful, balanced. For today, we'll be inviting and opening to many different aspects of experience. So, opening the mind to the sound in the room, sound of my voice, just the world of sound, including that. The outside sounds are coming in from that space that you oriented to first, the space in the room. And each thing that we include is something that just we allow to come into the foreground. And everything else to be more in the background. So it's not that we're adding on more and more and more, and you have to pay attention to so many different things. Just let each thing come forward and have its moment. So with the sounds generally. Now opening to the sensations of the breath, letting those come into the foreground. We're not eliminating sound, but it just fades a bit so that we can sense the sensations of the breath. The breath is a series of simple sensations of touch, of heat and coolness. There are internal sensations as the lungs fill and empty. And then also sensations on the surface, usually the clothing shifting against the skin. There can be an energetic sense throughout the body. So, opening to the kaleidoscope of sensations that is the breath. And it can be quite natural to just open to all body sensations. The breath is some of the body sensations. There may be others. So less focus on the breath itself and more on the totality of body sensations. wherever they are. Some are pleasant, some are unpleasant. We're just noticing how it is to be in our body at this moment. Broadening the awareness to include also the emotions, feelings present. We let the body be more in the background, but many emotions have a bodily component, but also a mental one. So we open. What is there? Is there some feeling of joy or sadness, grief, ease? Appreciation, impatience. We just open gently to that realm. And as the mind gets broader, we can begin to imagine it like a giant canvas or sky, and these things that we're adding in are just more things that are included in that space of the mind. So, including now the realm of thoughts. We're not thinking the thoughts and falling into them, but noticing them as movements in the mind. So the mind is getting very large and broad. It includes the sounds, the breath, body, emotions, various thoughts coming and going. It helps very much to relax in order to allow so much into awareness. And including even the more subtle movements of mind, like intentions, background, attitudes. And let all these things come to you. You don't need to go chasing them all down. And opening our heart to all of this, all of the realm of human experience. Inviting the possibility of being with whatever arises and letting whatever wants to pass away, pass away. Seeing if there's a possibility of finding a form of peace that is possible in this broad room, the way the sky is at peace, no matter what weather is passing through. And sometimes there isn't much weather, it's all just quite calm. At any time, if it feels right, you can focus in on something that the mind wants to gather around, as long as there's still awareness there. We don't force the mind to be in a particular way, but the intention is to try experiencing this sky-like mind that can hold anything with peace. And now gently bringing the body a little bit more fully into the foreground, connecting or reconnecting with the sense of physical presence, the posture that the body is in, the breath coming in, going out. Sense of contact or pressure where you're sitting or lying down. And the awareness of the body as an aspect of mind. We are embodied. That's what allows the hearing of sound, opening to sounds around you as well as my voice. Considering the unification of mind and body in this moment, would it be possible to walk through the world in this way, being open to any experience coming in, grounded in a physical presence, aware of emotions and thoughts as such? Able to engage with them when needed, but not entangled. It's a peaceful way of being, having this broad kind of mind that's also flexible, able to turn toward anything in the foreground, or relax back, like being the sky. And this is a way of being that can emerge through meditation, and is a great gift to the world. Sometimes the Buddha was called the peaceful sage. That's also sometimes applied to a person very deep on the path, a sage at peace. It may not be something that we literally embody very often, but when we touch into it, even in a small way through meditation, we get a sense of the possibility that we carry as humans. Everyone does. And that we can foster that through our practice. And it will be helpful in our relationships, in our job, in our family, and in our understanding and way of being in the world. The great blessing of peace.